Episode 142. This is Hour 5 of 7. And this week we talk about the power of candlelight. We go to Head Shrinker's Corner. And we force uncomfort. You can find us. Places. I think that's it. Thanks. For. Listening. Beans. Oscar. Alrighty. Thanks for listening.
Shared stuff here that I've thought, like, even as I was saying, like, maybe this isn't a good idea, but whatever.
Well, yeah, see, I'm not good at really saying shit that I should say.
You gotta snap yourself into the mode of saying shit that you wouldn't. I say shit that I might not even say if we were just hanging out in your living room. Because
sure.
Have the cloak of we're doing this for entertainment.
Right.
You know.
So you wouldn't ever, like, in his living room be like, let me describe every detail of this crazy squirting video
right.
that I saw.
Right.
Let me tell you what color the tarps were. saw it 51 times, masturbated to it 3. And give you an exact count.
Because I also like the fact that there's a silent agreement that any fucking thing we tell here, while we're broadcasting it to whoever wants to listen to it, we won't say anything about it to anybody else unprovoked.
Right.
You know? I like that aspect of it.
I'm not sure if I understand what you're saying here.
Like, there's an agreement. If I tell a fucked up story about me getting a blowjob from my wife, you know, that whole story.
Yeah.
We're not going to be sitting around at smoke break and you just randomly blurt out.
Probably.
Oh, remember that story you told me to tell them?
Right. Or go to work and be like, you'll never guess what I heard about Bob.
Even though we're broadcasting it to whoever wants to listen to it, you're still not going to unprovoked. Point me in the direction of telling that story to somebody else.
Hey guys, this is really weird.
Right. So while it's a conversation, it's a weird mix of I'm saying stuff I wouldn't say if we were just talking to each other. And even though that infers keep it quiet more than this does, and then at the same time, I say it because I know.
The opposite of quiet.
Yeah. I say it because I know you're not going to say it to anybody else.
Right. I'm glad that you said that because I pretty much recognize that as an agreement too, as like an unspoken agreement, and mainly just because I've never had somebody at work come up to me like, "What the fuck?
I'm wrong with you." I'm still stuck in a spot where it's like, there's people that may be listening that I don't want to be listening.
Ooh, you heard that, listener?
Yeah,
you know who you are, or listeners.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Like, and I don't know where, like, fuck it, fuck it. I said, let's have a podcast. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I said, let's have a podcast with the intention of
saying whatever you want.
But at the same time, no, not at all. Like, there's a lot of times where I don't necessarily speak my mind about whatever. I'm getting better about it, but at the same time,
I dig it. Like, I cannot begrudge you not wanting certain people to know. If I knew somebody, quite a few certain people in my family, if I knew they were listening to it, goddamn, I'd be boring. I wouldn't say shit.
Yeah.
And I also like...
But you did kind of... You were the facilitator of said person or persons being the ones to listen to it. So you brought it on yourself. They didn't randomly find it.
Talking about your children. You brought them into this world. Of course they're going to listen to
you. You could have left it out there for... And anybody who randomly found it would have had to make an effort to do so.
And just never said, hey, I've got a podcast?
Yeah, to certain people.
Sure.
I'm not telling my grandma I got a fucking podcast I wanted to listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I keep myself insulated that way.
Love you, Grammy.
I don't want my wife listening to it.
Mine is probably more Sarah than anything else. Or
you think she listens to it as a nosy factor?
Possibly. I don't know that I wouldn't.
I would another be tempted. Reason, I totally would.
Yeah.
Is there totally another reason for her to listen to it?
I don't know.
That's true.
Well,
that's the only one. She doesn't seem like she would laugh at all the sick shit we talk about.
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck about us.
Well, exactly. I think there's people, other folks that she's friends with that listen potentially as well, which is I don't know. Then and that might be for nosy factor as well, like to report back or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's weird people that like it on Facebook occasionally, and that's weird. Like, why? Why are you listening?
I think the liking on Facebook is an epidemic, though.
People and it might be just bullshit. Like, hey, this person produced something.
Implied, like, oh, my friend posted.
I better like him. Yeah. So he feels special.
Like him. Yeah. So I guess I'm.
Yeah,
that's what got me really turned off on Facebook.
It's part of it added to me getting rid of my Facebook.
If there is so much pressure to respond. On
it's
Facebook.
Become the liking stuff and commenting on like posts has become the top 10 of MySpace. Where it was like fuck, I've only got like these 10 spots. Remember MySpace all the way back in like a billion years ago? I two friends are gonna be pissed. Two asshole friends who actually give a shit about this for fucking who knows why. I can't figure out why people fucking care, but
yeah.
I spent so much wasted energy searching for cool backgrounds on MySpace and all that dumb shit. And I was fucking in my mid-20s. I wasn't 14.
Right. Me too. I was right there with you. I can forgive myself the New Kids on the Block because I was young enough. But
yeah.
I cannot forgive myself the, like, awful, awful...
My brother still doesn't forgive me for punching him when I found out he recorded Ninja Turtles over my New Kids on the Block live concert.
I never got violent for the band. That's cool, though.
I got violent on the sheets. I didn't have sheets. I did have a pillowcase, but not sheets.
I feel like you're talking about you fucked something. I got violent on his sheets. To me, immediately, it's like Bobby masturbated on his sheets. Like,
I jerked off onto the New Kids on the Block pillowcase, is what I'm saying.
Was it Jordan?
It was all of them. Yeah. We did a fucking sprinkler.
Jordan was the only one that liked it.
I saved it up for like a week, so I knew I could hit all five of them. I angled it right so it all ran right down across all their faces. My pillow was on a slope.
I apparently broke a seal and shouldn't have because I got to pee every 5 minutes.
Oh, dude, I did that too. I knew I shouldn't have when I did it, but I had to.
Whoops.
Nature was calling.
You're going to try to not unplug the show as I get up.
Do it. You can do it.
Also, the cool thing about this forum and thing is you can say shit that's kind of true.
I love that fallback. I've told a bunch of lies on this show, and there's been a few times, like, somebody's been like, are you fucking around? And I was like, no, this is a serious, like, I did honestly do this, but only those times I feel like anybody can peg me down, because I've told enough just bold-faced bullshits.
Because fat lesbian porn is not the fringiest porn I've ever looked up. That was a half-truth. It was the most recent.
I feel like I was open about that, and I immediately said, I'm not fucking telling anybody my shit, my real shit, and then, like, here's some fodder, here's my halfway, fuck off.
Here's your breadcrumbs, little birds.
And I like that about the show, too, where, like, I've been hesitant to tell stories, and you guys have been hesitant to tell stories, and I've never felt pushed to tell a story that I didn't, that I like was open about saying, I don't want to tell that. And I hope that I haven't pushed anybody else. Like, no, come on, you already brought it up. Like, tell me about this crazy thing. I feel like that hurts the, like, level of... Because I do think, like, it's when we're not lying.
Yeah.
In the same way that I'm a vegan when I'm not eating meat, we're totally honest when we're not lying.
Yeah. Well, I have this weird thing, same thing with Twitter. I have a weird pressure to provide good content.
Right.
I bring that on myself.
Yeah.
It's not from anybody else.
Right.
I bring it on myself. So I will find a story that I know is going to be out there, interesting, whatever, and I'll maybe only tell the parts of it that don't get me in trouble.
Right.
You know, so I get the juice of the story out there, but not the bits.
Right. Yeah. Not the dangerous parts.
Yeah, not the pulp.
Not the pulp.
Pulp-free story.
Welcome to Smart Quality.
Yeah.
We got me, hi, Silky Smooth.
Nate,
just Zippy.
Happy New Year,
not
everybody.
Silky Smooth, yeah.
Joel Treen.
Zippy.
Zippy. I do kind of like Zippy.
Yeah, all right.
I think we had the same discussion last time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Didn't follow through with the next
one. No, wait, you liked Bad Idea Man, firstly.
I like both of them better than Grizz.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I don't like the high threat that you're going to, like, maul people.
And you look like a Zippy, so.
There's a...
As much as somebody can.
As much as anyone can.
Well, my buddy Clint calls me Grizzly Stinks because he always tries to put a little funny twist
on it. I like that, yeah.
And Grizzly Stinks with an X is my username on my new betting website that I...
Oh.
And I want to be a bookie. I'll tell that when I get back from.
Okay. Look forward to that. Pee break.
The back door of the house is open if you want to use the real toilet.
Is that what you're about to do?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, good luck, dude.
Why don't you use your phone like a flashlight?
Because I'm athletic.
You are. I got paid to be athletic today.
What the fuck? What the hell does that mean?
Check it out. My dad got a bunch of wood delivered.
Yeah, he did.
Like 2 cords of split wood.
Yeah, he did.
And I got paid to stack it.
Yeah, you did.
Stack it all up for him.
Yeah. All
so
up
I got
in his
paid
guts.
To be an athlete.
You got paid to be a lumberjack, like the shitty part of the lumberjack, though.
I got paid to physically exert myself. I got paid to be an athlete. I think we should broaden the...
There are lumberjacking competitions, so I'm with you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're right. My bad.
Like amateur, not professional, outside of the fact that I was handsomely compensated.
Yeah. You were...
I was paid to be an athlete.
Okay.
I was a paid athlete today.
Did you win?
I feel good about that. I think so. Okay. I had a good time. Like I said, it definitely set a personal best.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I've never stacked 2 cords of wood faster. Except for back when the testing for steroids wasn't
as
intense. But I don't really count those years.
Asterisks. So, yeah, this year's going to have an asterisk. Okay.
No, this year I'm clean.
Oh, okay.
I peed clean.
Okay.
I don't cheat when I'm not using steroids.
Exactly. I only tell the truth when I'm not lying. And I'm a vegan when I don't eat meat or animal products.
We're live on the east side, Dayton, Ohio.
What up, what up?
In the carriage house at theegghead.com.
Balling out of control.
You know what term I like? Live to tape.
Okay.
Just saying. We're not using tape, but...
I've not seen the inside of that thing, so I don't know.
If this were an 80s science fiction movie about the year 2012 in podcasting, they'd be using tape.
Yeah, they would.
Yep. That's true.
So true.
Assholes. Horrible predictors of the future. I don't think they get enough blame for that.
No, they don't.
You ruined my expectations.
Goodness.
I can't watch your science fiction movie now. It's distracting.
So I love the conversation about the sanctity of this forum and us as friends. Because to get all fucking sappy.
These candles are having such an effect on
the podcast. It's working.
We're totally sexual.
It's working.
We gotta get out of here. And I'm the gay one in the group, so we have to get the fuck out of here now.
Wow, I'm flattered.
Everybody.
I'm not sure if that's the word, but yeah.
It's like when your brother comes out of the closet. Like, yeah, dummy, you've been gay as shit since the day you were fucking. Everybody knows. We'll all act surprised, so you feel good, but no one's surprised.
You don't think I knew you were gay when you were blowing me,
right,
bro?
Bro,
it's cool though because we can't make a baby. So that's the only bad part of incest is that, like, then you have a little retarded baby.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm weird in the fact that I love the... I'm a very need-to-have-close-friends guy. Because I love that, knowing that I got that as well. Because as I get older, life gets busier, the kids get older, more time's taken up with doing that stuff. And I'm worried about losing my connection to people who I can talk freely to.
Yeah. That's a tough thing that you really have to make an effort to maintain.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
Like, tell me about it, dude. You're going to Quaker meetings. You're, like, efforting out right now.
I'm trying. I'm trying my hardest to be, like, maximum effort. That's how I'm approaching life right now. It's not all I'm doing either.
But that gets me in trouble, though.
How so? Fall in with the wrong crowd?
No, because...
Running with a pro-life group? Doing a little vandalism?
I think sometimes I get offended when my friends don't meet my expectations. And my expectations are only formed because of what I assume they can expect of me. It's not anything they've established.
You're just expecting a reciprocation of what...
Of something that may not have even happened.
Right.
But given the hypothetical situation, I would, you know...
You just sit around like... He's not going to help me move. When I need to move, that fucking prick is totally going to be like, I'm going to see my grandma. Like, I got something to do. Oh, I sold that truck. I don't have that truck anymore. It's been a while since we talked.
Well, I'll call moving exempt because nobody likes to fucking move anything.
So. That's one of the sacrifices, though.
I know.
Like, if Austin says I'm moving,
I hear you.
I'm helping out Austin.
Yeah.
If a looser affiliation, I'm fucking busy.
Right. Does anybody follow me on the getting yourself in trouble because you want the friends of yours to be so close that then you feel disappointed when a situation arises that they don't act?
I follow you. I don't feel similarly typically, but yeah, I follow you.
Yeah, I feel like I try to keep that at bay. And sometimes I do better than others. Like, sometimes I let shit like that roll off my back, and other times I sort of harbor some resentment occasionally. But it really, for me, it comes down to only a circle of maybe like five fucking people do I have any expectation of as a friend. You know what I mean? Like, I really use that term pretty sparingly. I have a lot of acquaintances. I don't feel like I have a lot of friends.
My history of life.
Either of you are not.
Right.
It's good.
I didn't make it on the MySpace top 10. I remember specifically.
Good. I'm glad you did. That was my first sending a message.
My history has kept me from ever really feeling like a friend can be a friend. I don't mean that in a shitty way. I don't mean that as like you guys are super close to me, but at the same time, like,
how would that be a shitty way? You mean you don't mean it in a shitty way or that we're super close to you?
I grew up in a method, in a way that...
Methadone clinic.
Yeah.
So I don't expect any friends. I expect all my friends to steal my shit and shoot up.
I grew up in a way that... I would have a best friend one day, and then they would be gone. And that happened
over and over
10 times, 15 times in the course of my, like, in school years, you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard for me, even though Silky Smooth has been my friend since 94, you guys have been my friend for a million years, you know, since whatever, 2002 or whatever it was.
Six.
Really?
For me.
Okay.
You started shortly before me, right?
Yeah, then it couldn't have been 2002, because if you're sure on that date, then it was probably like 2005 even, maybe 2004 at the earliest.
So you worked there for over a year before I started working there?
So.
Oh, okay. I was October of 06.
I remember...
That's when this whole thing blossomed.
Thank you for being a friend.
It's not so the blossom song at all.
Your thing is friend today, gone tomorrow. That's like sort of your expectation
yes.
of a friend is that there's no real permanence because of the history. Like, no expectation of permanence. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, that's probably accurate. So it's hard for me to feel similarly as far as the expectations and, like, thinking that one of my fucking topics, and I don't know if I apologize if I'm breaking off from your discussion.
That's how this thing works.
Hold on.
We're not exactly organized.
I gotta find it.
I'll get back to Sappy, trust me.
And Quakers are Dutch.
As a matter of fact, that's really what I like the most is really sappy porn. I want the people to like really.
Ugh, that sounds so gross. Sappy porn. Ugh. Like not emotionally, like visually. That sounds so.
I need the people to really establish a connection
like
first.
Like squirters, but like thicker and like every, like still tarps down and like people like slip sliding, like yeah. into. Ugh.
Bark and buckets are involved. I want my bar to be called Barkin' Buckets. That's awesome.
Start it in Vermont. Just a tip.
I wonder if there's a meetup.com group for that.
You could start one. Anybody can start
does
one.
Does anybody else want their bar to be called Barkin' Buckets? So what was your topic?
Well, it's part of Hitchhiker's Corner, which I don't
Excellent.
Know if ever has become a,
I don't think
a feature.
So.
I like it.
We've discussed Head Shrinker's Corner topics a couple times, but pretty much as long as I can like remember and think about it, I've been relatively convinced. I felt like people that like me are just mocking me or patronizing me for some weird reason. Like I don't. It's hard for me to believe that I have friends.
Think everybody's just putting up with you?
Yeah. Yeah, like... I
kind of what being a friend is.
Yeah, I guess.
On a more sort of surface level.
Yeah.
Like that being willing to be like, Austin's a quiet weirdo.
Yeah.
And I accept that about him, because I like his other attributes.
Like...
Thighs.
Penis.
Yeah.
That's the one that always comes up. Zero searches match zero results match your search when I type in Austin's penis. Like that never comes up.
That's good to hear, actually. That's kind of surprising, but good to hear. You ought to see how many pictures
Someone's
are out there.
Starting a blog.
I think they know how small my screen on my phone is, and they want me to be able to see it. So they're just telling me, "No, wait till you get a tablet."
Wow.
That was corny. Low, low blow.
I don't know who.
I just low blowed your penis.
I think you high blowed my penis, actually. Yeah, I didn't fit on a 4-inch smartphone.
No, you couldn't see it on a 4-inch smartphone.
Oh,
I need a bigger screen to.
Okay, I'm with you now. Okay,
your overall of that.
Well, now I'm not nearly as pleased about the situation.
Totally low blowed your penis.
More pixels.
Yeah, it is square like that.
I do need more pixels.
Yeah, I've like when. Matt started going to college.
Quaker meetings.
He left you.
He left me. No, he started, like, he moved into his dorm room or whatever with three strangers who all seemed to like me all right. And then, like, found out, like, they'd invite me to stuff and, like, invite me to parties and shit like that. And that was just weird to me because these dudes seemed cool. And I feel similarly when, like...
You feel similarly to with us?
Yes, I feel similarly. Like those guys are too cool to be hanging out with me, or you know, it, like
good to hear.
It's totally true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense at all?
Well, if
or not
you
necessarily.
Want, if you want some confirmation as to why I'm cool hanging out with you.
Not necessarily, but
well,
go
no,
ahead.
I mean just for general purpose
okay.
reasons. It's because Well, I mean, there's the simple answer of there's plenty of viewpoints we share a style on.
Sure.
Which is just, that's just general compatibility.
Yeah.
But the best part about it is the issues we don't share, we can both either laugh at each other about.
Yeah.
We don't ostracize each other for
sure.
Yeah. And if we do, we know it's in a joking. And only the reason I'm ostracizing you about it is because I know the ostracization is going to be just as funny as you, whatever you originally told me.
Sure.
And it's for entertainment and laugh, make each other laugh purposes.
That's really bright. No, I just, like, part of another Head Shrinker's Corner, my note is, I know I'm a badass, but I don't know how to act like a badass. Does that make sense? And I think that it ties into not really believing anybody would want to hang out with me as well.
You don't have anywhere close to the confidence to be a badass.
Inside, I'm total badass, though. Like, my inside...
is a big part about confidence, I think.
Do what?
I think almost all, like, people that were obviously badasses were pretty confident. At least, like, in my memory.
Sure. I'm super confident in my head, though.
I've heard you use that cop-out... Well, not a cop-out. I've heard you use that before.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
But you're 34. You're not retarded. So you're smart enough to know how to get the confidence out that's in your head. Out. Or at least, you know, attempt it. Because what you're describing is you not having the ability to translate what you're thinking into what you're doing.
Sure.
Which I don't believe you have, because that, I think if that was the actual case, that would make you less intelligent than I know you to be. Does that make any sense?
I don't think so.
I got a little confused on it too.
Well, I guess I could try to describe it another way. I don't think there's any reason you shouldn't have the ability to translate it.
I agree.
Your not being able to do so doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
If the two things are true, you can't do it, but you are feeling it. If both of those are 100% true, it doesn't make sense that they don't translate.
Part of it is I don't want to come off as a dick or like a cocky asshole or, you know, an arrogant fuck. And there's in my mind a super crazy fine line of
I can
fuck it, I'm the man.
Or fucking,
yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I think you just have to always inject humbleness into what you're thinking you're going to be a dick about.
And that's kind of how I see I do it, and thusly not outwardly be a badass.
I don't think you inject humbleness into it. I think you overpower it with humbleness.
Okay.
When you say badass, do you mean like above
Karate Kid?
Confident? Like above competent? Like, you know what I mean?
When I say badass, it's like I'm one of the smartest fucks I know. I'm one of the nicest fucks I know. I wouldn't say I'm the funniest, but
you should
I like
being
I'm
a fuck.
Huh?
You should stop being a fuck.
You know a lot of fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Am I a fuck?
I guess so.
You know what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be a problem for me to kind of do anything.
Like, even up to the level of like rocket scientist. Like,
sure.
How far do you take it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm convinced that I can do fucking anything if I'm willing to do it.
Arrogant prick.
Yeah. Yes, but it's hard for me to be that in between and still feel like I'm being humble, like I know a gentleman should be.
Do I come across as an arrogant fuck because I express my inner confidence?
No. No, I don't think so.
Do I express my inner confidence?
Yeah. Well, and yeah, without trying, though, it seems.
But I also feel like I am very self-deprecating to serve the other, to balance out the other portion of it.
Sure.
Because I feel like if I'm going to say something that I know to be true, and I'm more or less educating somebody about it, I can find a way to do it and try not to be a dick about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just a matter of knowing how to And now you're getting into specifically dealing with, you know, person-to-person interactions as opposed to just general personality of you know. But if you could just figure out a way to – you're worried about being a dick because you're saying that you've figured this out, that you think that this person hasn't figured out? Like, in some way, you'd be better off educating them. They'd be better off.
No, it's not like that. No, because I'm not afraid to fucking educate somebody on something. That part I've got down pretty well. And I'm probably an asshole about it. But, it probably all boils down to looking for ladies.
Like the internet. So what do you put in your search bar when you go to a porn website?
Just kidding. Have you tried online dating? What do you put in your search bar then?
I don't even know what that...
Online dating?
Well, I know what that means, but I don't know what
the search... search bars? Everybody's got search bars. Tumblr's got search bars.
You should put in Jew.
Yeah, I should. I don't put anything in the search bar. I
categories. I forgot.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Cute and like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand. Fucking shit, dude. I'm just all fucked up in my head. That's basically what it boils down to. And I don't know how to express being all fucked up in your head to a lady that you think is whatever without me feeling like I'm going to give you a bunch of excuses. Yeah, a bunch of baggage of why I'm a weirdo, but why you should excuse that weirdness.
I think you should do an exercise and say whatever you're thinking all the time for a week. Because I think you just thought a whole bunch of shit in those long pauses. You didn't say a single one of them.
No, it's because my words with friends problem of I have trouble figuring out words.
But you can't say you have trouble figuring out words and say you're super intelligent, badass, rocket scientist level.
No, that's in my head. In my head, I can find the words just fine. But then spitting them out and being eloquent is another issue.
Maybe you need to go to the doctor. You might have a fucking neuropathic fucking...
Yeah, it's possible.
You're diseased.
No wonder we only put up with you. You're diseased.
Well, it's weird because, like, there are... fuck, I don't know. I don't remember how, when we first met...
When we first met,
behaved towards each other. Like, was I a weirdo when we first met? Was I like...
No, dude, you had to train me. You were put in the context of having to do something.
Yeah, I guess. That probably helps.
And you were just a little quiet, a little more
quiet. That's what I'm saying. You weren't thinking about it when you were training me. You were doing what you had to do.
And then over the course of time, in between, like, actual training,
I remember
conversations came up. And yeah. I enjoyed your viewpoint on this conversation.
I remember specifically.
Oh boy,
you guys, you two, fucks. You would like I figured we was cool immediately. Like I liked you immediately,
yeah.
And that's my problem. Like I too quickly go to hey, we could be best friends.
Yeah,
I
thought that about you too. Like you were so quick to that I.
You thought that he thought that, or you thought that...
No, he was so quick to, like, Jesus. Like, Bobby feels like he's like...
Yeah, like, we've met now, we can kick it whenever.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was... You were so quick to that it, like, was a little like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
I realized... Me up that's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a spectrum. I realize I'm on the extreme side of it on that thing, but you guys did a thing where we would smoke at 4 o'clock or whatever smoke break time was, and then for the first couple of weeks, you guys would go and smoke at 5:30. And you'd be like, okay, read this book, and you'd go off, and then you'd go get Joel, and you guys would go walk and smoke another cigarette. And you didn't take me on that smoke break because I was a new employee, and I understand all the reasons. But the whole time I was thinking, like, what the fuck? Like, you know, that's that's how extreme it gets with me sometimes.
Right.
Like, they could have took me on the smoke break. I ain't going to fucking say nothing. Right. And you don't know that about me. That's my fucking problem. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So that's where the reason I brought that up is that's polar opposites. You would never, ever be offended if I was the one training you and went and smoked at 5:30 with Joel for the first 2 weeks.
No, I probably would, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know.
You do have hope in friends. You're contradicting yourself, sir.
Yeah, well, you know.
But it's a gentleman's contradiction. It's classy, and it has a mustache.
I don't mean to come across as overbearing, but that's, you know, that's just me. But I think you have a lot of potential, and you don't give yourself ever enough credit, and you stop whatever you're about to say way too early.
Seconded.
And I'm telling you, especially in this forum, except for the caveat of who might be listening, I'm saying that in the forum of us, microphones or not, you don't have to stop what you're about to say.
No, and I don't feel that I do. I am concerned about my value add, and maybe now I am contradicting my inner badass.
You're super narcissistic and insecure.
Sure.
That's a comedian, according to a lot of comedians.
Sure. That sounds about right.
You need to go do a open mic set at Wiley's.
No, because I'm not funny. That's the part there. Well, I'm not funny unless there's other people being funny around me.
You're funny in your head.
No, not even that. That's sad. No, there's a spot of like...
Blood on your panties?
Yeah. Big one. It's frustrating to not be able to speak to people. And I'm not trying to make Head Shrinker's Corner fucking anything. Like all now, of them, I guess. No, but
like it. Is that out of? I like it too. Is that out of? Like, what is that? Is it fear of speaking to people? Is it
no
laziness?
It's tongue-tiedness. I just get overwhelmed with.
This right here. You've given like four perfect examples of what you're trying to say.
Without being able to say it.
It's actually really cool. It probably is one of the greatest segments ever because there's a lot of ironic funny in it. You're trying to explain something about how you can't explain stuff.
All the pretty much, yes. Yes.
I think it's great.
Yes, but I'm in a forum where I can that I can explain things okay. But like... I've gone on a couple dates that have with a person that I'm not friends with already. Friendly, sure, but not friends with. Don't really have any background
hanging out
experiences. So like there's no, I don't know how to start a conversation. Does that make sense? Yes. I don't know how to start and maintain
that too. I feel like I'm okay in terms of maintain. I feel like it's just like, let the other person talk about whatever the fuck they want to talk about and chime in and be like...
If that's the way it rolls, I'm good. Yeah. But if it's expected for me to be able to like, hey, what... Like I got nothing.
You got no show notes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then anything that I think I have is like, who'd want to talk about that? And... I don't know.
That's when I just say that.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I understand. Yeah, certainly. That's kind of what I understand, and that's the inward badass, is like I'm convinced that if I just said the things that I was thinking, good to go. But, man, it's really difficult for me to do, apparently.
Hey, what's the estimated time of that glass breaking from that giant flame?
We'll see, huh?
You ever seen that happen?
Oh, nice, yeah. Hey,
thing is fucking an inch thick.
Is it going to explode or just like crack?
I think it'll just pop.
Yeah.
I think if the glass was previously compromised, a piece might fly off, but otherwise I think it'll just pop and split wherever it's the weakest.
I'm going to blow it out. Because you don't have glasses on.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, that's how I put candles out, too.
You don't want to just splash MEK all over me and get it in my fucking eyes?
I will do that.
Did he tell you about that?
Yeah. You're welcome.
I got trained on 7122. Sure. I watched a dude run two of them. Then he watched me sort of run one, and that was the extent of my training. So, like, I didn't get any of the fringe stuff, so it was, like, time to empty the waste barrel or whatever. I don't know. He showed me where this room is back behind, you know, where it's the shipping area. Showed me where that is. Didn't show me how to do it. Show me what tubes to put where. Didn't show me how to do it. So, I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'll just call Austin. He's like, yeah, I'll come help you when I get a chance. I'll be over in a minute. I'm like, all right, cool. So, we go back there. And he's got the thing in there. He's showing me. He's like, if you want to make sure that it's actually pumping out, you can open this up a little bit and pull it out. It might get a little crazy. The next thing I know, there's fucking
it's crazy
everywhere. Dude, it gets in my eye.
Oh my God.
All over him. His arms are covered. My shirt's covered.
This is about 5 minutes after I said you should probably be wearing your safety glasses when you're doing this.
So I had to run to the eyewash station.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Did you go? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I had to hold. That's a weird feeling, having water blasted into your fucking open eyeball.
Candle stinks. So it's frustrating to not trust that anybody can genuinely like you.
I'm sure it is.
I think there's not a goddamn single reason everybody shouldn't like
you. Yeah, I don't get it either. You're genuinely nice. You wouldn't fuck over even your, like, somebody who was shitty to you.
I said me.
Oh, okay. Well, that I don't get.
I totally did say me, but same thing could be applied for you. I don't think that, I think about things commonsensically. I make up cool words, like commonsensically.
Yes, you do.
You know? Like, I don't. All of the things that I think about myself apply to you as well. So just fucking.
Project much?
Just shake yourself up. Fuck it.
Unless
you don't want to.
No, it seems as though I can't. Maybe I don't know how, or
well,
I don't know,
I think,
you know.
I think we're just all working towards it then.
Yeah.
I think we're working towards shaking you
certainly,
up.
Certainly, yeah. I agree
I'm
with that.
Fine
and
with
I'm
that.
And I'm working. It's just, like, such tiny baby steps.
Yeah. I don't expect it to happen tonight. That's the thing. You have fed my ego a lot in the last year. Because when I talked about my weird expectations of friends, really what it boils down to is I want to be wanted. I want people that consider me their best friend. And that's breaking it down very selfishly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and then everything that you've been going through, the conversations we've had about it, like, it makes me feel good that you think I'm worthy of asking advice of.
Sure.
And that's where my expectations get me in trouble. I will ask advice of other people, and then deep down, not on any surface or anything, be like super frustrated a few 6 months into the friendship, where it's like, dude, you haven't fucking, like, you don't need me. You're not asking me for any advice.
Right, right.
You're not asking me to help you do anything.
Have you ever had this color poop? Like, I mean, it was like a surface, like, beginner.
Right, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, you're not running shit across me to see if my fucking opinion is going to help you at all.
Right.
And that's where I think, like, we're both like that. Well, I don't know if you're like that on my end, but I'm saying we both go back and forth with asking advice of each other, and I don't know how else you could describe a friendship. Like, me and you are solid, as far as I can tell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it worries me that you don't think we are, because then I'm thinking maybe I'm fucking wrong.
No, that's my own shit. That's what I'm saying. It's my past has created this mindset of, like, oh, who knows?
Yeah, two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's dealing with my own shit. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got the way they were raised, the experience that they've had, and generally, like, their programming up till this point.
Sure.
And you're just sort of trying to work against that in places that you see it hindering, or you perceive it as hindering your life and your experiences and your whatevers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for some ways you can make quick progress, and other times it's slow.
Your back door's open?
Mm-hmm.
Is your front door open?
as soon as you turn the knob on it.
Yeah, you go ahead and use that.
Trash can.
For real?
Yeah. As long as they're not littering, I'm fine.
I guess it is better than littering.
It's way worse than littering.
What?
I left my other pack of cigarettes in my van.
Yeah, you can untie. There's a rope on the gate right here, yes, but there's a bunch of shit in the way there. Yeah. You're going to be hard-pressed to get through there.
Yard exploration.
Go through the house? Go through the house, but then lock that bottom lock on the knob.
On the way back?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be way easier because there's a smoke bush in your way here.
I want that guy using your kitchen trash can.
Yeah. That's not better than littering.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly sympathize with you in the, like, the initial part.
Can I just jump this fence?
If you want to.
Nice. So, and that's why, like...
Is it possible that the fence cannot support him?
Yeah.
Did he make it?
He backed off.
It's tall, dude. It's a big fence.
And bent your fence.
Did you just break my fence?
You should pause it and come check out
this. Oh, fuck. I was kidding about the fence support you.
No, it cannot support him.
No. The verdict is in. So, yeah, chain link fence, Bobby jumps up on it and just bent it. Just didn't do it near a supporting pole. I think he would have been all right if he would have done it near a supporting pole. I think he got it in the hammock part, like the lazy part of the W, and that's why. I think that's why it went down. Austin's back. He's okay with it.
He bent the fence.
He doesn't seem upset.
No.
So, yeah, like, I'm with you on that. And that's specifically pretty much the reason for me, like, going to those meetups. Like, I'm trying to expand that circle of friends. And part of it, like, I was thinking about it along these lines. And I don't know how you feel about getting it back into, like, not religion per se, but I feel like that's something I miss with, like, not having, like, a place that I go to once a week or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that church people get, is they get this, like, community.
Sure.
Like, I felt like after I was no longer in college that I lost this ability to, like, meet new people.
Yeah.
And so that's a big part of, like, the meetup thing. Yeah. Is trying to replace that ability to just meet people.
Yeah.
And meet new people and weirdos and nice people and all the whole gamut. So that's a way that I'm pushing myself. And that's why I'm pushing meetup so hard for you.
Yeah, and it's something I probably should get into, but am totally not comfortable with it.
He's packing his cigarettes outside.
And I don't know, other than just going and doing it, how to make myself comfortable with it, you know?
It's uncomfortable.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's like you sit down at the food court table and, like, don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Or go into the Quaker meeting and don't know anybody.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable, but it's, like, a predictable uncomfortable almost. And that's why I think, like, it sort of works. Like, I know I'm going into a situation where I'm not going to know anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm going to meet a bunch of people, and some will be people that I think, hey, I could ask you about fecal matter color.
Yeah.
And others will be like, I don't care what you have to say on that.
Yeah.
Or any topic.
What if you, I heard a little bit of that. What if you replaced your want to have the frequent
community aspect.
When you got that feeling, why don't you call up one of your existing friends and further one of those relationships?
Snap.
That is an excellent point. I feel like I'm at a point where, like, a lot of my existing friends, all the ones locally, have kids. And so when that changes, when, like, a person goes from not having a kids person to a having kids person, I'm really, like,
they're probably busy.
I feel like, right, I don't want them to feel like, fuck, like, he's called me three times and I couldn't fucking, like, go out and have a beer any of those times.
Yeah.
Because I got the, it just happens to be that I got the kid.
See, on my end, in this specific case, like if you was doing stuff like going to a comedy show or whatever, I would rather have the phone calls and tell you no,
right,
knowing that that gives me an excuse with the wife. Hey, he's asked me three times and I've said no. I'm going to go this time. Is that cool? That gets me out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For, you know.
Yeah, no. And I'll definitely, especially in the realm of like going to see a comedy show, keep that in mind, because there's a niche fucking group of people that are down for that in any fucking way, I've found.
I look at live comedy the same way I look at live music. I just appreciate the fact that somebody's up there doing it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be great. I can watch a total fucking halfway shitty bar band. Although the bar band we saw fucking New Year's Eve was awesome. I love that band. It's called Last Call. If you're ever around, you know, you're at a bar and you're getting ready to leave, but you find out Last Call is about to play, stick around.
Okay.
They're really good. Well, but I just appreciate the fact that somebody's up there doing it.
Right.
Because it's something I wish I could do that I can't bring myself to do.
Yeah.
Musically, because I don't have any talent. And comedically, because I don't have any balls.
Right.
Even though I come off super confident, I don't have the balls to get up there.
Yeah. And I think also, I think that you make a very good point about existing friends and sort of furthering.
Yeah, because if you spend the, let's say you spend the next 8 months and make a commitment to yourself that once a month you're going to go out and explore these other communities. Let's say 60% of that time, we're never getting into fractions.
Math is hard.
10 months, say 60% of the time, you end up with a acquaintance that you sort of keep in contact with. You've then, over the last 10 months, spread yourself thinner among friendships.
Right. Right.
Not only have you not furthered any of your existing.
What Bobby's saying is he misses you.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what I'm getting at.
I got it.
Yeah. Not that you have to conform to my idea, but just.
But, and it's also, honestly, like, you sharing the things that you've shared about, like, sort of your perceptions of friendship is helpful to me. Like, I'm glad that you've said that, because now I'm like, oh, I need to make an effort there, because that's a way that Bobby receives. This is going to sound really fucking weird and totally candled out, but like, it's almost like love languages, right?
Have you guys heard
about that?
Nope.
Some people like express love by giving gifts.
This is getting good.
Some people express love by like giving compliments. Some people express love by like doing a task for someone, like, oh, I know she hates to fucking.
Sure.
So, and that's like that sort of those like sharing opinions and asking someone for their opinion on stuff means a lot to Bobby, and sort of making an effort in terms of like reaching out and contacting means a lot to Bobby. And that's good to know if I want Bobby to feel like I value him as a friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that makes me feel weird, because that makes me think that I have now put pressure on you.
And you're obligated to be this way.
Yeah, I don't think you're obligated to be that way. Because what I'm saying is I'm self-aware that I realize I'm on an end of a spectrum.
Right. He just wants you to be that way.
Yeah, like in my perfect world, you would be that way without me having to say anything.
Of course.
And then I wouldn't feel weird about it, and it would just be that way.
Right.
But I understand that there's nobody that's like me.
Right.
Specifically in that.
You're unique snowflake.
Yeah.
So, just like everybody else.
Just like all the rest.
Sorry, I should have left that joke alone. It was good enough as it on his own.
We're alone in this together.
Good stuff. I think that was a whole Head Shrieker's Corner, like a full, like, what was that, a half hour, 45 minutes?
Yeah,
I love it.
Head shrinking. I enjoy it, too.
It could be its own podcast for me. I'm in.
But it takes that raw, I really feel like it only works if everybody's really honest. And I'm looking at you, Austin.
Yeah.
I feel it.
you count the words that have been spoken in the last 45 minutes. And well, you have the least.
Listen to the show. That's the way it goes.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
No.
Can I bring up a specific time in our friendship that was definitely weird for you?
Okay.
Then I realized, hey, I've went way too far onto my own side of the spectrum.
Right.
The time I came over to your house after a fight with Jade, we hadn't been friends that long.
Right. I do remember.
And I just felt like it was cool. Like, in my blind rage and upsettedness,
right,
I was just like, oh, yeah, Joel lives close by. Of course I go to his house.
Yeah.
If it was Joel, he'd come to my house.
Right.
You know.
Right,
you know. So, and did you ever hear that story?
I don't think so.
Wasn't that weird for me? I don't think I told Austin.
No, I don't recall.
Plus, I felt like a fair amount of the stuff you discussed there was like, I feel like it would be a betrayal of Bobby's trust to even mention that he was upset.
Yeah, but you admitted to me that you were a little weirded out by how enraged I was.
Right.
Yeah. Because I was enraged.
You were emotional, yeah.
Like, I was crying. I was so mad. And not crying from being upset, crying from being mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like a lot of like, oh, like yeah. Shit like that.
Not to mention super fucking drunk.
Yeah.
So true. I had sort of forgotten about that.
Because I was like begging you for beers to pound more beers. And not begging. I wasn't. You know,
you were asking though.
Yeah. I blew you once.
That is not begging. That is
just asking harder. Sweetly.
That's servicing the friendship.
not yet. Yeah, you guys want to say bye? Thanks for listening. Tell some people.
Yeah.
Tell some people.
We're sometimes funny and sometimes really philosophical and sometimes really goofy and
really dirty.
Snort coffee.
Yeah. We're hitting the range on this one.
Thanks for listening. You can find us.
We'll take the next couple minutes and pat ourselves on the back, I think.
Well, Austin will do it in his head.
Yeah. But not for like 6 months till I listen to this. I'm like, it was kind of boring. Thanks for listening. Tell people. Tell your friends' moms. At Snort Coffee on Twitter. Snortcoffee.com. 937-501-1002.
I think that's right.
Like the Levi jeans.
Yes, 501. Fuck, yeah, good call. 501s, yeah.
What goes with 1002?
Oh, boy.
It's exactly 1010.
Never forget.
Before the world ends.
Forget never. The opposite of 2001?
That's true.
9/11, bitch, yeah. What?
It's fucking...
Forget never.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
The reciprocal of our greatest strategy.
It's what was that?
Word. That's a little...
It's not a word. It's a little not a word.
Involved. Pearl Harbor happened, okay? A lot of people died there, too.
Just as fixed as 9/11.
Just as fixed. They knew it was coming, and they let it happen. Same thing in both scenarios. They wanted war.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Ace holes.
Bye-bye.
Short podcast. That's a good sign.
I hear you, buddy. Sometimes I really think that you just need a hug. I have such urges to hug you.
If it wasn't from a dude, like a dude hug does nothing for me.
Bro, hug really? It out.
Yeah, no, nothing at all.
Bro, like, not, hug it out.
No, I'll pass.
Fuck.
I don't like a long dude hug, but I do like when like a good friend's like, "Come here, man." Like, just
we might have
pseudo Christian side hug it.
What the?
And, like,
taking a live caller.
Phone ringer that sounds like a phone.
Cool.
Yeah, no dude hugs. It doesn't do anything for
me. That's fine.
Maybe my dad, but, you know.
I had a friend tell me that one time.
Really?
Like, that I, like, had a couple times, like, early, and I mean early, like, first couple, three years of the friendship.
Yeah.
Had, like, hugged him, and at some point he was like, it just sort of makes me comfortable, and, like, I really would rather you didn't. And I was, again, I was like, thanks. I really do appreciate when friends tell me, like, this thing you do, I don't find
that's
it
gross.
Funny or appealing at all.
Yeah.
So if you could not do that, that would be helpful. I always appreciate a little helpful advice just on how to sort of behave around a person.
Stop touching my balls.
Right. Just tell me. Just let me know.
The butt's fine.
I don't know. I'm never going to know until I touch your balls.
Stop touching my balls.
How appropriate that is.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
But do stop touching your balls.
Please.
Okay.
Please stop. Well.
Don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a firm yes or no.
You can start,
but then
occasionally stop. And then maybe start again.
All right. Putting it in the calendar.
Bro, hug it out, dude.
I'm not, like, I think we've discussed that before, is like, there's a hug I need, but I don't know who it's from.
Oh, that's a fucking Hallmark card.
You know what I'm saying?
God damn. There's a hug.
Did we talk about that?
Or maybe a children's book?
I think.
A hug I need about, like, for kids who were molested or something. There's a hug I need, but I'm not sure who it's from. And, like, you read that after a priest or a weird uncle touches
a
kid.
Two things. First thing, I think we have discussed it.
Okay.
Second thing, I think you were molested.
No, not molested.
Blocking it out.
Yep.
No, not molested.
It'll come back.
Hey-o.
Oh. Is it Sigmund Freudian that you just tipped over a phallic symbol while talking about not being molested?
There's all these penises away from me. Can't fucking take it. Surrounded by penises.
I'm just saying, there's a theory that you just pushed that bottle away.
Or I'm freezing and shivering my nuts off.
Goes to Washington, D.C. and just punches the Washington wall. I hate you and everything you stand for. Why are you in my pants?
Oh, like the dates that I've gone on, and I'm no longer going out with that girl. Three.
Right. All with that girl, or like yeah. three different.
No, all with that girl. Three different dates. Okay. No, all that girl. Which it was about in fucking possible to ask her out in the first place.
But you did it.
But I did it, and then felt like, okay, this is like heroin. I might start asking out chicks like crazy, which is not appealing to me.
Excellent. I'm not sure why, but excellent. So I maintain that position.
And maybe these were kind of first date hugs, not like whatever.
Wasn't doing it.
No, not at all.
They didn't work for you either.
They were fine hugs, but no. Like it wasn't like the soul hug that I need. And I don't know what that means. You're welcome, Internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know where it comes from.
A lot
I don't
to
know.
Put on an initial hug.
Yeah, and it wasn't expected as a good soul hug from this lady. Fuck, man, I don't know.
Here's why I think bro hugging it out works though.
Keep pushing, Bobby. We'll get there. We'll get a hug.
Well, because if you're describing a soul hug that you need, the only people that know how you're feeling are your bros.
Please stop saying bro.
That's so awesome, though.
Snort coffee. Sometimes we end phrases.
Bro, hug it out. Yeah.
Can we end bro, please?
Bro, hug it out, bro. They bro it up on Jersey Shore. That's why I'm saying it, because I just know it's funny.
It makes me think of what's the podcast that you like, the Dave Anthony
Walk in the Room. Yeah, they do that a lot. I pull on my shit's most of my shit's fake. I'm just stealing from other people.
It's hard not to, man.
Yeah. Well, when they crack on people saying bro, it's funny. So I want to crack on people saying bro.
Be able to bro like yourself.
Yeah, bro, hug it out, bro.
Yourself as much as
that's my new saying. Bro, hug it out, bro. But you don't like genuinely. Do you know what I'm saying? As far as
yes, but I don't feel similarly. I don't believe. Like I don't know if it's like a good cry fucking hug. I don't know.
You cried.
Do what?
When's the last time you opened the web?
It's been a while. Sure.
How long's a while?
I don't know.
Give me a ballpark.
A year and a half. Not that long, I guess. But and even then, like it probably.
You're
yeah,
talking
probably.
Specifically just crying by yourself.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, there's.
I don't wanna be.
There's.
Oh, that's not that song.
No, that's Girl Talk. There's probably a fair amount of built up grief in me, and probably all of us for that matter.
Yeah.
Not just trying to point at me and hey, look
sad
at me.
Sad monsters wandering around.
I think sometimes you worry that your grief shouldn't exist. Like, you're trying to figure out a way to expel the grief without having to deal with it. What I told you the last time that we had one of these was that you have every fucking reason to be grieving. Your shit got fucked
Not
up.
Not every reason, but a bunch of reasons.
I'm saying your shit got fucked up.
Yeah, but I feel like an asshole if, like, I don't feel like an asshole.
When are you worried about feeling an asshole?
By being a whiny bitch about my grief, basically.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's what your bros are there for.
Bro. Bro, hug it out, bro. The chicks on Jersey Shore call each other, bro. Fuck. Did I mark that? Anybody pay attention?
Fuck.